Over the last few days, something funny has started to happen when people logged on to some internet banking sites. Warnings appeared to say how certain Irish bank sort codes no longer existed, so transfers could not be made. Some of these were the residential mortgages with IBRC, and mortgage payments have not been taken from holders' accounts since the special liquidator took over last week, as IBRC no longer has a banking licence and neither, it seems, has KPMG. Mortgage holders will be given new details as to how they can make payments. But until then, direct debits that were set up by mortgage holders and by business customers won't work. Check payments may also no longer be processed. IBRC was the former Anglo-Irish Bank and Irish Nationwide, and really Nationwide was only involved in mortgages. Financial activist and founder of AskAboutMoney.com and long-time Irish Nationwide watcher Brendan Burgess joins us in studio. Brendan, this brings up a few issues. First, to personal credit ratings. That's one. Customers are assured that there will be no penalties for any delay in making payments arising from this liquidation of IBRC. Are you confident that this will stick?
Yeah, pretty much so. The Irish Credit Bureau is a fairly efficient organisation. So if by any chance there are mistakes made by IBRC or the special liquidators, you know, you can get onto the Irish Credit Bureau, you can check your record and you get your record fixed. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. And if somebody at a later stage is checking your record to see will they lend you money and they see that there's been a blip due to the special liquidator or IBRC, they're not going to take it into account.
18,500 people with these mortgages. What should people with IBRC mortgages do now that they can't make these payments?
I think there's a very good opportunity here for some people. I mean, there's two categories, if you like. There are people whose mortgages are totally unsustainable. I mean, they should now be going in to Certus is managing the book on behalf of IBRC. This is a mortgage manager, if you like. They should be going into them and saying, if I sell my house, will you write off the shortfall? And the government should be telling the special liquidator, just agree, let's get these loans sorted, get these houses sold, get whatever shortfall is on the mortgage written off and let these people have a fresh start. And then there are people who have mortgages and they've got the cash to pay them off. And you know, IBRC should be offering, or the special liquidator should be offering them big discounts also to pay off their mortgages, because these mortgages will be sold to somebody else. And when they're sold, they'd be sold at a big discount. So give that discount to the customers, not to some other financial institution.
That's the really big fear. The people I've spoken to with these mortgages fear being taken over by lenders with aspirations of pretty high interest charges. Is there anything that, like, what kind of hand does the customer hold in this situation?
Well, very little. Irish Nationwide effectively didn't do tracker mortgages, so all of these mortgages are on standard variable rates, which means that the lender or the owner of the mortgage will be able to put up the rates at their own discretion. If there's a rump of mortgages left over, which there will be, there should be a facility to transfer that over to AIB or PTSB. I mean, bad as those organisations are, they are likely to be more responsible than the, you know, a potential vulture fund.
I'm not sure that AIB and PTSB would agree with you that they're bad organisations, but Brendan Burgess, thank you for joining us this morning. Very briefly, overnight in the United States, as we've been hearing, US President Barack Obama gave his State of the Union address, and in it, some good news for Irish companies like the International Building Materials Group, CRH, which thrives on big US infrastructure projects. Mr. Obama suggested a fix-it-first program fixing 70,000 bridges that he says are structurally deficient across the country. And this morning on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.34 and 85.7 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you. 4 minutes to 8.